Hey everyone, welcome to the show. Ever feel like your life is totally on track and then bam, something happens that changes everything?
Oh, yeah.
That's what we're going to be talking about today. Ink and Stardust.
Okay.
It's a new adult romance novel that will totally mess with your emotions. So if you like that kind of stuff, make sure you like and subscribe to the channel.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, and don't forget to check out the link in the description. We'll have a link to the book on Amazon there so you can check it out. But yeah, this book is not your typical college romance. It goes way deeper than that, exploring these like really big questions about like identity, trust, and taking risks in love.
Right. It all starts with our main character, Lyric. She finds out her boyfriend and her best friend are together.
Oh my gosh, that's brutal.
Yeah, total betrayal.
Talk about a rough start to college.
Yeah, so she decides to switch schools, hoping for a fresh start.
Makes sense. New place, new people, maybe a new her.
Yeah, exactly. But even though she's in a new environment, she's still kind of clinging to her old life, you know?
Like she's afraid to let go.
Totally. She even says she wants to become someone else. But her actions don't always match up. It's like she's fighting with herself, trying to figure out who she is and who she wants to be. Have you ever felt like that? Like you're stuck between who you were and who you want to become?
All the time.
Right? It's a universal struggle. And it's something that Lyric really grapples with throughout the book.
So how does she start to break free from that?
Well, her roommate Charlotte plays a big role. Charlotte is super confident, outgoing, the opposite of Lyric.
So they're like total opposites.
Yeah, complete opposites, but they have this great dynamic. Charlotte encourages Lyric to step out of her comfort zone, which leads them to a frat party.
Okay, frat party, here we go.
And that's where Lyric meets Kai. He's like this mysterious, brooding, kind of bad boy type. Super attractive, of course.
Every romance novel needs a bad boy, right?
Right, but there's more to him than meets the eye. We learn that he's taking care of his grandmother, who has mental health issues.
Oh, wow, that's really sweet. So he's not just a one-dimensional bad boy.
No, definitely not. He's got this whole other side to him, this caring and responsible side. It makes you question those first impressions and stereotypes, you know?
Totally. Like, can we really judge someone based on how they appear on the surface?
Exactly. And that's what Lyric is trying to figure out with Kai. She's drawn to him, but there's this whole reputation
Oh
thing.
yeah, what's the deal with that?
Well, her friend, Maisie, whose brother went to school with Kai, warns her about him.
Like he's a player.
Yeah, basically. Maisie tells Lyric that Kai is trouble and she should stay away.
So what does Lyric do?
Well, she's trying to be cautious, but there's this undeniable pull between them. The more she tries to resist, the stronger it gets. And then
And then they leave us hanging.
they have this moment at another party. It's like the air crackles between
Oh,
them.
I love those scenes.
Right? You can just feel the tension. And that's when things start to get really complicated.
Because she knows she should stay away, but she can't help but be drawn to him.
Exactly. It's like watching a slow motion train wreck. You know, it's going to be messy, but you can't look away.
I'm already hooked.
I know, right? It's a classic setup, but the book handles it with such depth. Lyric is dealing with so much. The betrayal from her ex and best friend, her own insecurities, and then this intense attraction to Kai, who might just break her heart all over again.
It's like she's taking a huge risk by even considering him.
She is, and that's what makes it so compelling. You're rooting for her to find happiness, but you're also terrified for her because, you know, it could all go wrong.
So is their relationship just doomed from the start?
Well, that's what we'll have to find out as we dive deeper into Ink and Stardust.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more after a quick break.
So we left off with Lyric and Kai. Things were getting kind of intense between them.
Yeah, really intense.
But then she walks in on him with another girl.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's a total gut punch. It just brings back all those feelings of betrayal and insecurity from her past relationship.
Ugh, I hate when that happens in books. It's like you're right back to square one.
Exactly. And it doesn't help that the other girl, Claire, is like totally smug about it.
Oh, I bet she's awful.
She basically tells Lyric that Sai's a player and she's just another notch on his belt. Lyric starts to spiral. She doesn't know who to believe or what to do.
So does she confront Kai?
She does, but he kind of denies it at first as it was nothing serious.
So frustrating. Like, come on, dude, just be honest.
Right. Lyric's not buying it. She starts having panic attacks. She's so overwhelmed with everything that's going on.
Poor Lyric. She's been through so much already.
Yeah, and unfortunately, she starts pushing everyone away. Charlotte, Maisie, even her brother, River.
Oh, I hate when characters do that. Like, they need their support system now more than ever.
I know, right? It's like she's trying to protect herself from getting hurt again by shutting everyone out.
But that just makes things worse, right?
Totally. And to add insult to injury, her ex-boyfriend Leo comes back into the picture.
Oh, not Leo. He was the worst.
Yeah, he's like this textbook example of a toxic ex. He calls her constantly, shows up at her parents' house uninvited, tries to guilt trip her into taking him back.
So manipulative.
It's really messed up. But in a way, Leo's reappearance kind of helps Lyric.
Helps her? How?
It forces her to see the difference between healthy and unhealthy love. She starts to realize how controlling and disrespectful Leo was and how much better she deserves.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. She needs that contrast to see what she's been missing.
Exactly. And it gives her the strength to finally stand up to him. There's this scene where she confronts him in front of everyone at a party.
Oh, I bet that was satisfying.
It was epic. She totally calls him out on his BS and tells him to leave her alone for good.
Go Lyric. She's finally finding her voice.
And that newfound confidence starts to bleed into her relationship with Kai.
Oh, really? How so?
She starts to challenge him more, set boundaries, and demand respect.
Good for her. She deserves to be treated right.
Exactly. It's like Kai starts to see her in a new light. He's drawn to her strength and independence.
Interesting. So is he starting to fall for her for real?
It seems like it, but he's still got a lot of baggage to work through.
Like what?
Well, we learn more about his past, the fire that killed his mom, the guilt he carries, all that stuff.
Oh, wow, that's heavy.
Yeah, it's no wonder he's got walls up. He's afraid of getting hurt again.
But that fear is going to push Lyric away, isn't it?
It does. They have this huge fight where she accuses him of just using her until he's ready to move on.
Ooh, that's got to sting.
It's a really intense scene. They're both so raw and vulnerable.
So are they done for?
Well, just when you think it's over, Kai has this breakthrough. He finally drops his guard and admits the truth.
The truth being,
He's in love with her. He finally says it, those three little words.
I love you.
Yep.
Okay, so he admits he's in love with her, but is that enough?
Well, it's a good start, but they still have a lot to figure out. They both have so much baggage from their pasts.
Right, it's not like those issues just disappear overnight.
Exactly. And they do have some bumps in the road. They fight, they misunderstand each other, they even break up for a bit.
Oh no. So is it over for good?
Not quite. They both realize they can't live without each other. They start going to therapy, both individually and as a couple.
That's great. So they're actually trying to work through their issues.
Yeah, they're putting in the effort, and it's not always easy. They have to confront some really painful stuff from their pasts.
I bet that's tough.
It is, but they support each other through it, and along the way, they both grow a lot as individuals.
So it's like their relationship is helping them heal.
Exactly. They're learning to trust each other, to communicate better, and to be more vulnerable.
That's really beautiful.
It is, and it's not just about their romantic relationship either. Yurik's bond with her brother River gets even stronger, and her friendships with Charlotte and Maisie are a constant source of support.
I love that the book emphasizes those other relationships too, because sometimes we need our friends and family just as much as we need a romantic partner.
Totally. And of course, we can't forget about the steamy scenes.
Oh yeah, those are always fun.
There's definitely a lot of chemistry between Lyric and Kai, but it's more than just physical attraction. They have this deep emotional connection that makes their love story so compelling.
So in the end, do they get there happily ever after?
I don't want to spoil everything, but let's just say that they both learn a lot about themselves and about love, and they come out stronger on the other side.
So even though they went through a lot of ups and downs, it was worth it in the end.
Absolutely. Ink and Stardust is a reminder that love can be messy and complicated, but it's also one of the most powerful forces in the world. And sometimes, taking a risk on love, even when it's scary, can lead to the most amazing rewards.
Such a great message. So what did you think of Ink and Stardust? What was your favorite part? Let us know in the comments. And don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the books we love.
Thanks for joining us.